This is a download from BBC Learning English. To find out more, visit our website.
Takeaway English
from BBC Learning English.
Do you like drinking coffee? I certainly do. In fact, you could say I'm an addict because I have to drink a cup every morning to kickstart my day and get my brain working. Latte, cappuccino, espresso, you name it, I'll drink it. And I'm not alone. It seems like everyone has a coffee cup glued to their hands as they rush to the office. So how would we survive if there was a coffee drought? Well, experts are warning that our favourite caffeine shot could really be under threat. Our love for coffee could mean that demand outstrips supply. This, of course, could hit us in the pocket. But there's even worse news. We could face poorer tasting coffee. This is the view of scientists at London's Kew Gardens, who are blaming global warming for this possible hot beverage crisis. Demand for coffee has certainly increased as people have become more affluent. Consumption has doubled in the last 35 years. Last year, 9.5 billion kilos were consumed. But as we drink more, the areas where coffee is grown is predicted to shrink. The International Coffee Organization says that bean production in Southeast Asia, for example, will decrease by 70% by 2050. The BBC spoke to Dr. Tim Schilling, director of the World Coffee Research Institute, who says the supply of high-quality coffee is severely threatened by climate change, diseases and pests, land pressure and labour shortages, and demand for these coffees is rising every year. This is a sobering thought for those of us who rely on a caffeine fix every day, but more worrying for people who work in the industry. Coffee provides a livelihood for about 16% of Ethiopia's population. And across the globe, extreme weather events are proving a challenge to coffee growers in places such as Brazil and Vietnam. There is some hope. Technology is helping to protect the future of coffee, such as breeding the Arabica bean plants to increase its diversity and making it resistant to climatic changes. It's also possible to relocate the coffee-growing areas, although this sometimes leads to areas being deforested. Dr. Aaron Davis, coffee researcher at Kew, says there is the potential to mitigate some of the negatives and actually increase the coffee growing area by 4.5 times compared with maintaining the status quo. But will this come quick enough before our coffee turns bitter and we look for a cheaper alternative?
Takeaway English
from BBC Learning English.